Hello and welcome back to the Think the Phoenicians podcast. I am here with my former co-host Phoebe to talk about a very new topic that we have for our 5-Minute Fridays. We're going to call them the Get to Know You series. So we'll ask a bunch of questions about Disney for Phoebe. And anyways, let's get started. So Phoebe, what is your favorite park treat?
Probably my favorite park treat is probably Dole Whips. They're just really good.
Yeah.
Especially on a hot day.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, what is your favorite Disney park? So this can be like Animal Kingdom or like any Disney park that you've gone to.
That's a hard one. I like Magic Kingdom / Disneyland. It's just like a classic.
Yeah, that's true. I'd probably say Animal Kingdom. I have to agree on
yeah.
that. What is your favorite Disney character?
I love Belle from Beauty and the Beast just because she's just so kind and, I don't know, loving and sacrifices herself before others.
That's true. I think Belle is a great influence. Okay, what is your favorite land in Disneyland?
Fantasyland, maybe? I don't know. It's just such, like, a classic, I don't know.
Yeah.
And it just, I don't know. A lot of, like, my childhood is in there, so, you know.
Okay. If you could go to any Disney park in the world, where would you go?
So there's what, remind me what them all, they all are.
Shanghai Disneyland, Hong Kong Disneyland. Disneyland Paris.
And then Disney World.
Tokyo Disneyland.
Okay.
Disneyland and Walt Disney World.
I'll probably have to like go with probably Tokyo maybe. Tokyo I don't know. A lot of people say like Paris, but like you know, I don't know.
You don't really know.
It's just like I don't know. It's just like a lot of people go there for trips, and it's kind of unique to, like, go there instead, you know?
Yeah. It's definitely probably one of the most uncommon ones to go to,
yeah.
Especially since China is more of a busier place than Tokyo. I'd probably say that's probably the last visited. Like, people don't really visit that one, especially since of its similarities.
There'd probably be less crowds, too. So
yeah. It has a lot of similarities to Walt Disney World. Okay. We're going to do a few Christmas questions. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite thing about Christmas at the Disney parks?
I don't know. I've always loved, like, seeing Small World and all, like, Disney World just getting lit up at Christmas time. It's just been, like, I don't know. It's just, like, they like do a countdown and stuff, and then it just glows. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just love that.
Yeah, and there's like the fireworks and the big Christmas tree
yeah.
and all that stuff.
And that's just amazing. So.
Okay. So you've been to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, right?
Yes. Like it's a love parade.
What would you tell the listeners about that?
I don't know. It's definitely very like interactive. I feel like. And the whole family enjoys it, you know? Like, my dad doesn't really enjoy parades, but he really loves that one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he likes that one.
And, so. Like, remember they had, like, all those candy cane things all around? And, they had, like, the blow-up candy cane things?
Oh, yeah.
And then you could get a treat from that?
Yeah. It was very interactive with all the crowd and stuff. So, I enjoyed that.
Okay. So, those are our questions for today. Thank you, Phoebe, for coming on, and remember, go give us a review. This will be our, second to last 5-Minute Friday for this year, and next week, we will release our last episode for the first season, and so, these are not counted as the first season, they're more counted as just extras, because who doesn't need a little more Disney in their lives? It's been fun to do this for, I just want to say this, it's been fun to have this first season and see our podcast grow, and I've enjoyed it a lot. I definitely do want to keep this podcast up and running until I'm a little bit even older, like maybe an adult. Go back and listen to like our first episodes where we were kids, and that'll be just crazy because I'll see I'll see that. Anyways, and always remember to thank the Phoenicians.